brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely tropical island nation of Sri Lanka, where even though the worlders and those that have given themselves over to the world system rage and bite and devour each other in the midst of all of that's going on, and on whether it be a household level, city level, country level, national level, regional level, international level, global level, whatever it may be, always remember that Jesus Christ is Lord. Always remember that above it all, there is the King of Kings. And He is also the Prince of Peace. And those that know peace are those that have come under His Lordship, that have come under His direction. Here's something you got to understand. Part of Him being Lord is also Him leading and guiding. Jesus said, "My sheep follow My voice. They won't follow the voice of another." So He leads His sheep. And part of leading His sheep is when He gives an instruction or a direction, they follow. Now the reason that they follow is because they know the voice of their master. The reason that they follow is because they are under His Lordship, truly. And what you find is that when you follow the Lordship of Christ Jesus, it leads to peace. When you follow the will of God, it leads to peace. When you don't follow His will, when you do things in self-will, that's what leads to turmoil, confusion, disillusion, problems, vexing of spirit, bad choices, bad decisions. Now here's the thing. Sometimes you won't be able to tell on a surface level what's what, because God puts His people sometimes in very difficult circumstances as they're led by Him. The difference is that His people have peace. Amidst the storm, His people have peace. I recently stuck up on our Facebook wall just a little something from our time in Haiti in 2010. And, though in the natural that was at times a difficult circumstance, I tell you, I was in perfect peace during those 5 months. Two different trips, was there for 5 months in 2010. Perfect peace during my time there, inside. Perfect peace, amazing peace, peace like a river, amidst external turmoil and problems and all the rest of that. Because why? Because I was absolutely in step with the will, plan, and purpose of God. And when you are in that place, oh, I tell you, it is a sweet, sweet spot to be in. And once you know what that feels like, you don't care where it is that God would send you. You don't care what it is that He would put you in the middle of. Whatever it may be, that is your desire. That is your heart. Because you know that in the midst of whatever it is that God would send you into, His peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart. And you will be able to go through anything because the peace of God is there. You know, that was the secret of the martyrs. There's incredible stories in the history of the faith of people that were targeted for their faith, that were persecuted for their faith, that were murdered for their faith. And in the ways even that they were murdered, quite brutally, you know, as twisted a concoction that the world could come up with to hurt and to harm God's people, they came up with. But God, in the middle of that, gave them perfect peace. Perfect peace. Because and when people would witness the death of the martyrs, the true martyrs of Christ, it would shake them at their core, because they were like, oh my gosh, you know, how do people go through that and have peace on their face? How? But because there's something different within. There's something going on inside of them. So that is a gift that God gives. Because, two, scriptures are true. Don't fear those that can kill this mortal body, but then afterwards can't do anything. Fear rather the one that after this life is over has the power to throw your soul into hell. Fear him. Fear the living God, because he's the one with that power. He's the one that is the judge. You know, there's a standard that's been set, and all after this life are judged. You know, you and I, we are judged after this life is over. And it's a fearful thing for many people, because you know, they think that they live their lives under the world system, and then when they have to give an account to the kingdom of God and the system that ultimately rules over it all, they think that somehow maybe they might be able to swing a deal, because they've been so deluded. And God gives them over to strong delusion because they refuse to love the truth. Because they refuse to love the truth, God gives them over to the lie, to a powerful delusion. They think that somehow when they get to the other side of this, that maybe they can buy their way. Or maybe their good works that they do will count. So that's sometimes why you see these worlders towards the end of their lives becoming very charitable, you know, giving big contributions to different things, trying to do some things to outweigh the evil that they did while they were alive, to maybe give back for all the life that they took. But the truth is that all of our good works are like filthy rags in God's sight. That ultimately, it is the righteousness of Christ by which we exist. It is the righteousness of the living God and our lives that are now hid in Him. That's how we live. That's how we move. That's how we walk through this life and through this world. And in the process of us walking through this life and this world, we go through tests and trials and challenges. But those tests and trials and challenges that we go through, it's, you know, if you're walking with Christ, there's peace. You know, I think about, let's see here. Is it Nehemiah? He was the guy that was up in the tree when Jesus was passing by. You know, I mean, he was a tax collector, and you know, he made his living off of exploiting other people. But Jesus saw something in that man. And what he saw was that man wanted to be with him. You know, that man, though he had done all sorts of horrible things in his position of power, truth had not been made known to him yet. The truth had not passed him by yet. So when truth was passing him by, when Jesus Christ, when Yeshua, God's salvation, was passing him by, he dropped everything that he was doing. And because he couldn't see through the crowd, because everybody was taller than he was, he went and I am going to see God's salvation. I am going to see Jesus. So he went and climbed up to the top of a tree just so that he could see Jesus over the crowd. He was hungry for truth. He'd lived in the lie long enough. And Jesus, when he was walking by, Zacchaeus, that's right. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed to the top of a sycamore tree. I remember the rhymes. Yeah, Zacchaeus, that's the guy. And Jesus, when he was walking by, he said, "Hey, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm coming to your house today." Coming to your house for tea is the nursery rhyme. But I'm coming to your house. And Zacchaeus, when he realized, and he said, "Lord, to my house?" Like, "Yeah, let's go." And he welcomed him with open arms. And think about it. Back to what we talked about before. Yeshua, God's salvation. God's salvation came to that house. And that house welcomed it. That house welcomed the salvation of God. In open arms. And what did he also say too? He said, look, this day I'm giving half of my stuff to the poor, and you know, and if I've cheated anybody, I will restore them four times over. You know why? Because he spent his entire life focused on money, focused on power, focused on position, focused on being something in the world. But he had a heart for truth. He had a heart for salvation. He had a heart for what was real. And when that which was real came and passed him by, he said, I gotta have this. If truth will come to my home, then I will welcome it with open arms. If the way will come to my home, I will welcome it with open arms. If true life will come to my home, I will welcome it with open arms. Because he wanted it. And God looks for that. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro over the whole earth. He's looking for those that have a heart for him. Looks for those that within them desire something more. You got to want something more if you're going to follow Christ. You got to know that this world and this life and all is not all there is. You got to know within yourself that there is something more. And you have to want that. You have to ask and seek and knock. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. And this has got to be worth it to you too. Jesus is not a tack on. He's not an addition to your existing life. He is life. Everything else pales in comparison. Everything else is secondary. He is life. That's it. So when you follow Christ, whatever he says goes. Whatever he requires, that's it. Period. What else is there? So if he would have you to eat this, drink that, go here, do that, change careers, change countries, change friends, change, stay in a place. Oh, there's another one. How many people want to actually stay in a spot? Some people got happy feet. Sometimes God may say, all right, this is it. I'm planting you here. You're a lighthouse. And you're going to stay in this place, and you're going to be a lighthouse for a lot of other people. But you know what? If that's what he does, you're going to have peace. There's going to be peace. See, if he puts that in your heart, there's peace. You know, I know that people chase after a few things in this life. One thing is a lot of people, you know, I mean, people in general, people want to be happy. They do. They want to be happy. You know, sometimes even being unhappy makes them happy, which is, you know, people like that. I know a few. I know some people that love to destroy their lives. They have something good going, and then they try to just uproot it and just make a mess of it. Sometimes other people, they get their happiness off of strange things. But there's something in the core of people that does want to be happy. And for the child of God, wants peace. You want peace. In the core of your being, you want peace. You want to know that you are at rest in your soul. Because your soul needs that. Your soul longs for that. You can't do it any other way. You can't exist in this life and walk through this world without it. You know it. Because that peace that passes all understanding is what you want to guard your hearts. You know, there's a longing of the soul that you know that which there's something inside of you that knows it was created for more, that desires what it was created for. But it's a process. You know, I think too, that's also why God allows us to experience certain things in this life as well. You know, because then you have an appreciation. You have an appreciation for a good friend after you've had some bad friends. Hello. Hello. You have an appreciation for a good friend after you've had some bad friends. Once you've had a few bad friends, those that have taken advantage of you, those that have exploited you, those that have used you, those that have... here. A true friend... Let me help you out a little bit. A true friend doesn't... A true friend likes you for you. A true friend loves you for you. Just for you. Whether you're up or down, whether you have something to work with, or whether you're broke, or whether you're in debt, doesn't matter. A true friend loves you for you. They love you for the person that you are. Period. And they don't have an ulterior motive. They're not trying to get something from you. They're not trying to work you. They don't have an angle. You know, those are true friends. The rich have many quote-unquote friends. Why? Because people got an angle. This person's worth something to them. This person, it's a good contact. It's a good person to know. It's a mover and a shaker. So if they need to get something, this is the guy. So keep him close. They don't really like him, though. You know what? I know so many people in the world, that if they didn't have their position, nobody would like them. Nobody likes them anyways. They just don't know it. But if they didn't have their position, if they didn't have access to the resources that they have, they would live very pathetic lives. That's because nobody likes them. They don't have any real relationship. All of it is based on what you can do for me and what I can do for you. That's the world. You know, there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You know, and when you had a true friend in your life, somebody that actually loves you for you, likes you for you, just enjoys your company, has no vested interest in the outcome. You know, I am blessed. I am so blessed because I've got some true friends in my life. And they are amazing people. Amazing people. You know, they are wonderful, loving, amazing people. Some of them too, they're very humble. They wouldn't think they wouldn't think of themselves to the degree that I would say they are, but they are incredible human beings. And you know, but hey, it's so nice when you have somebody in your life that doesn't have a vested interest, that doesn't have an agenda, that's not trying to get something from you. You know? It's cool. You need some of those. And you know what? God gives those to His people. Those are one of the gifts that He gives unto His children. God gives gifts unto men. He gives gifts to each other. God gives beautiful gifts of true relationship, true connection to His people. And when you have that, oh, I tell you, it's such a joy, because that is a type of wealth the world can never buy. And the world longs for it. You know, the world has millions of fans and millions of friends, but nobody really knows them. Nobody really likes them. They all want to use them. All want to take advantage of them. All have an angle. You know, just give it a little time. If you ever wonder, do people got an angle, just wait a little bit. Sure, be their friend, go hang out, but just wait and you'll see. And usually if you wait a little bit, oh, there it is. That was the agenda. They really didn't care about you. You know, in order to have a true friend, you got to be a true friend. is this getting a bit sensitive?
Yeah.
No, in order to have a true friend, you got to be a true friend. You know, this is why, so this is why too. Yeah, you got to actually care about people for who they are. Love them for who they are. Don't have an agenda. Don't have an ulterior motive. Just be there for them. Love them. Pray for them. Help them. Do what you can. But don't do it with an agenda. Don't try to cultivate somebody so that you can get something out of them later. No. Be a true friend. This is life now I'm talking to you about. This is part of a rich life. You know, don't let the life be drained off of you, but as God would pour you out, there's a difference. There's a difference between being poured out by the living God and being drained off of by the world system. See, what the world does is it seeks to put you in a position where you are boxed in, and then once you're boxed in, then the witches get to work, and they work to drain the life out of you. Witches, warlocks, yeah. But they get to work to drain the life out of you. Because there's life in you because you're a child of the living God. There's a huge difference, night and day difference, between that and what God does in you. Which is pours out His Spirit through you. See, when He pours out His Spirit through you, there's something amazing that happens because that's led and guided under His direction. So that pouring out of His Spirit is under His plan, His purpose. It results in life. It results in life. It results in truth. It results in something beautiful. It results in actually a timely word. It results in a timely action. It results in that which somebody needed at the right time, and you're there. You know, one of the things that's amazing about the people of God is they have incredible timing. They have incredible timing. They're right where they need to be when they need to be there. You know, that's the way that the children of God walk through this life. We always have. And the place where the timing gets messed up is when it's when you end up getting things blurred with the world. Because then it gets confusing. Now the world's got a hook in you. And now the world has you going left and right and all over the place. And it's tough for you to hear what God's trying to say to you. Look, if something's not working, take it before the Lord and pray and ask Him what's up. When He shows you, if it's got to go, make it go. If it's got to stay, keep it. But He'll show you. And you got to be willing to go under His direction. The key and the victory is in basically, look, nothing in this life can hold you more than the living God. Nothing in this life has the right to block you from that which God intended for you. And if it's trying to, you've got power that's been put in you by His Spirit to knock it out of the way. Power to put to death everything that keeps you from being the witness that God intended you to be. That is Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Jesus said, look, wait in Jerusalem. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And power to be my witnesses. That word is the word martus. The word witness. That's where we get the word martyr. It's from the word martus. The power to put to death everything in life that keeps you from being the person that God intended you to be. That's what God gives you the power to do. So you did, but you got to trust Him. You see, if you don't trust Him, if you don't have the courage to do it, you're going to stay in your box. You're going to stay in your prison, and you're going to just anguish and languish there, and then you're going to die on cue. But if you trust Him, you'll step out. And if you trust Him, when you step out, His power will come to bear on whatever situation you're in the middle of, and that power is going to make an amazing difference. That power is going to change things. That power is going to rock the forces of the enemy to their knees. They can't hold you. Do you know that the devil can't hold you? He can't. He can only lie to you. Because the jail cell's already open. Everything has already been ripped open. Nothing can hold you. He can tell you the jail's still locked, but it's a lie. He always lies. Nothing in this world can hold you. You can choose to be a slave if you want to, but nothing in this world can hold you. You've been set free by the power of God. Now walk in that freedom. Live in that freedom. Walk it out. And you got to trust Him at all times. And know that He is in control of your life and your destiny as you walk with Him, as you trust Him, as you look to Him for all things. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. Also, you can write us on our Facebook page. Just look for Faith Mix under Facebook. One word, you can find us there. And yeah, say hi. You know, we've been getting more and more letters as time goes on. People all over the world. And just know that we read the stuff that comes in. And, you know, we appreciate it. I know it sometimes it takes a little while to get to everything. But, you know, we're doing a better job of keeping up on stuff. And, you know, just know that we pray for you guys. And we love you guys, and we certainly appreciate you. So keep on keeping on. Talk to you soon. Bye.